PRI, Public Radio International.
'Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Concert with Bone-Rattling Passion from Shostakovich and Dvorak. You'll hear the Heinz Hall debut of cellist Enrico Dindo. Gianandrea Noseda is our guest conductor. Jim Cunningham with you. This broadcast is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3. Gianandrea Noseda is the Victor de Sabata guest conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony, the post named for the Italian maestro who appeared regularly in Pittsburgh for four seasons from 1948 to 1952. Gianandrea Noseda told me that Dvorak's Seventh Symphony might not be quite as well known as the New World Symphony, the Ninth by Dvorak, but it is equally heartfelt.
His incredible symphony is, if I can put in these terms, is less beautiful than Eight, but more dramatic than Eight. So the color of the symphony, D minor, is incredible because it's the most passionate symphony by Dvorak. It's one of his most passionate pieces he wrote. It's incredible. The particular orchestration in the first movement, this Sturm und Drang, this stormy development, and of course in the second movement, this lyricism is like a lead with all the different line making counterpoint comments to the melody of the song. And the third movement is one of these very famous Dvorak scherzos. Fantastic, the New World Symphony 1, the number 8, number 7, number 5. So is, and the finale is very, I have to say, probably, this is my point of view, is the most operatic movement in all the symphonic output by Dvorak. It has very operatic elements. So the beginning, looks really like a hero baritone just coming on stage. After that starts this, and there is also this is a sort of dialogue like a duet. Is incredibly well written, and also the is very sophisticated also, because in the development of the last movement there are some counterpunctual moment with canon, with almost very primitive fugue. Is very intriguing, is a spectacular piece.
Here is Gianandrea Noseda to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the Symphony No. 7 in D minor, Opus 70 by Antonín Dvořák.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 7 in D minor, Opus 70 by Antonín Dvořák. You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Victor de Sabata guest conductor Gian Andrea Noseda. Dvořák's 7th Symphony was first heard in London on the 22nd of April, 1885 at St. James Hall. The London Philharmonic was conducted by the composer. Raphael Kubelik conducted the first Pittsburgh performance of the Dvořák 7th on December 9, 1949 at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. Antonín Dvořák was born on the 8th of September 1841 in Czechoslovakia. He died on the 1st of May 1904 in Prague. Dvořák wrote his 7th symphony with the sound of Johannes Brahms' 3rd fresh in his ears. Dvořák thought the 3rd was the best symphony of his day. The two composers were friends. Brahms had been supportive of Dvořák's music. Dvořák wrote to his publisher, Simrock, "I must write something respectable because I don't want to let Brahms down." Listening to Antonín Dvořák's 7th symphony is a little like watching a movie of Dvořák's life. Our guest conductor, Gian Andrea Noseda, reveals the drama in any score he places on the podium at Heinz Hall or when conducting opera around the world. He's been a frequent guest at the Metropolitan Opera in recent seasons. To unwind, he enjoys a good movie. I asked him to name at least 3 of his favorite Italian film directors.
The list of Italian great Italian filmmakers always includes Fellini and De Sica. And who's the other great Italian?
Luchino Visconti.
Visconti.
Luchino Visconti.
The other.
Morta Venezia is a fantastic movie. Death in Venice.
Yes.
Morta Venezia. That is a fantastic movie. Very introspective, very gloomy, but the intensity of the acting, and you can see also this photography, this image, this just Luchino Visconti. And I have a special love for Luchino Visconti also because he was incredible, a fantastic opera director. Luchino Visconti was not only a cinema movie director, but also opera director.
Here's one of those great film scores from Italy, Ennio and Andrea Morricone's theme for Cinema Paradiso, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with Itzhak Perlman violin and John Williams conducting.
Thank you.
Cinema Paradiso, the love theme, with Andrea Morricone's music played by the Pittsburgh Symphony, Itzhak Perlman Violin. The conductor was John Williams. That's from the compact disc Cinema Serenade. Ennio and Andrea Morricone, father and son, worked on the soundtrack for Cinema Paradiso. Andrea gets the credit for the love theme on this recording, made at Heinz Hall on the 9th of December, 1996. We were talking about Italian films with Victor De Sabata guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda. He'll conduct Russian music in just a moment. The Shostakovich Second Cello Concerto with Enrico Dindo is on the way shortly. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope to hear from you. I'd like to send you a souvenir from Pittsburgh. It's our Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light. It looks like a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It magnifies small print. Get one free with the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of our guest artists, including Thomas Hampson, smiling warmly, and pianist Long Long, eyes closed, waving hands in a rapturous moment. The photographs are included along with a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck in action at Heinz Hall with his biography, and more. It's all free right to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, James Wilkinson, president and CEO, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.